Hemp, the non-psychoactive relative of marijuana, is legal across the United States under the 2018 Farm Bill. But North Carolina law enforcement and district attorneys are pushing state lawmakers to ban the plant's smokable form. They say it's impossible to distinguish from marijuana, which is illegal federally. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
It's a rainy Saturday afternoon, and hemp fans are gathered at a warehouse in South Charlotte for an event called the Queen City Cannabis Cup. People mill around rows of tables where 20 farmers have laid out their products. There are pre-rolled hemp joints, bottles of CBD oil, which is derived from hemp, and glass jars of dried hemp flowers. Judges hand out awards for the plants with the best indoor grow, best outdoor grow, and highest CBD content. Advocates say CBD can help alleviate conditions like anxiety, chronic pain, and insomnia, although the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has only approved the substance to treat two severe forms of epilepsy. Colby Brown co-owns a CBD company in Charlotte and is one of the event's organizers.
Farming is near and dear to my heart. I grew up in Kansas, understand it, and there's not a better plant out there than hemp, and so it's great to support these people.
But Brown is worried the days are numbered for legal smokable hemp in North Carolina. Legislation that would ban smokable hemp nearly passed in late 2019, and he's worried it could pass this year. Two states, Louisiana and Indiana, banned smokable hemp last year, according to the Pew Charitable Trusts. Groups like the North Carolina Sheriff's Association and the state's Conference of District Attorneys support the ban. North Carolina has 1,400 hemp farmers who grow 17,500 acres of the crop, according to the State Department of Agriculture. Brown says it's easier and cheaper for farmers to produce smokable hemp rather than processing it into oil.
Think how bad it's going to be if our local legislators decide to pull the rug out from underneath these folks after they've pumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into these investments.
Smokable hemp is indistinguishable from marijuana.
Eddie Caldwell is executive vice president of the State Sheriff's Association.
They smell the same, whether burned or unburned. They look the same, and drug dogs alert the same on smokable hemp just as they do with marijuana.
Hemp is legal under the 2018 Farm Bill, as long as it contains no more than 0.3% of the psychoactive chemical THC. But Caldwell says the confusion between marijuana and hemp could keep police from stopping people to search for drugs, which he says puts residents in danger.
In many cases, people who are transporting marijuana are also transporting much more serious drugs, heroin, methamphetamine, opioids, etc., often transporting stolen weapons, often transporting stolen goods, and a lot of times, it's the marijuana charge that gets the officer the opportunity to search the vehicle.
Legal smokable hemp also makes it hard for lawyers to prosecute drug cases, says Peg Dorr with the State Conference of District Attorneys.
Our state crime lab does not have the ability to tell how much THC there is in any plant kind of material like that, the amount. And that's the issue, is the amount of THC.
And she says there aren't roadside tests for marijuana that are admissible in state court. Aaron Lee, a criminal defense attorney, says Mecklenburg County has traditionally been lenient on marijuana cases, and the possible smokable hemp defense has made it even easier to avoid jail time.
If a person is smart enough to say, this is hemp, and sticks with that story, you have a decent argument, because the state certainly doesn't want to spend a lot of money to test this for such a basic charge. So if a person says hemp, they're setting themselves up for a good legal defense.
Lee estimates at least 90% of marijuana charges in the county are ultimately dismissed. Back at the Cannabis Cup, Colby Brown says he wants to work with law enforcement to figure out a way to regulate smokable hemp without banning it. The groups that want a ban on smokable hemp will continue their push to make it illegal. Their goal is for it to take effect June 1st. State lawmakers return to session April 28th. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.